there, and welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with the folks from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Karen Roberts and Bob Franzini. Thank you both for being here on the show.
You're welcome.
Good to be here.
Thank you. Karen, you've been on the show before, but for people who didn't catch you on here last time, tell us a little bit about what the Lifelong Learning Institute is.
The Lifelong Learning Institute is a program that started at UK in Lexington and then began in Moorhead about 15 years ago almost. It's been here a while. We have different classes and social events and different events for people over 50. We are the lifelong learning program for individuals over 50 to continue education, to have fun, to get out of the house, to just learn some more and be active. So that's what we do, and this is from a grant.
Mm-hmm.
And
generally, how many people do you have participating in the semester?
Anywhere from 70 to 85.
Wow.
It depends on the semester.
And of course, depending on the courses, I guess, and that's one of the things that you guys are getting ready to talk about. You've got some really interesting courses that are coming up this spring, and you guys are going to talk about that at an open house and registration that's coming up. When is that happening and where?
It is Tuesday, February the 11th at the United Methodist Church on Main Street in Wellesley Hall behind the church from 1 to 2 p.m. There will be refreshments, and our instructors will be there and have tables set up so that you can talk to all of them and get a feel for what the classes are going to be like. They have information about the classes that they're teaching. I think this time we may have some music. I'm not positive about that, but we may have some music this time. And of course, there's always snacks. Always.
Now, why is it really important that people come to the open house?
First off, we have the first registration for Moorhead at the open house, which is a good thing. Please remember that they take checks only, not cash or money orders anymore. It's just checks for registration. And if you've already paid your $25 fee in August, the August open house, you do not pay that again. If you're a new member and you haven't paid it already, there is a $25 per year fee. And the open house is a lot of fun. You get to see old friends, meet new friends, talk a little bit, walk around the tables and see what the different classes are and who's teaching them. And it's a lot of fun.
Now, other than the $25 like membership fee, are there other costs associated with these classes?
Some of the classes do have a fee. It depends on where the class is and what supplies are needed, things like that. But some classes are free. The movie class is free. It's held at the library. So that one is free. And I believe some of the classes that go year-round I know are free.
So it really depends on what you need in order to teach the classes.
Now, and where the classes are located, if we have to pay a small fee to hold them because we don't have a designated area right now for all of the classes.
Where are some of the places that you guys are holding classes?
Round County Public Library, First Baptist Church.
Round County Arts Center.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to be teaching a class there, right, Bob?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about what people... This is a brand new class.
Yes, yeah, several people asked me if I do something related to printmaking, and my course is titled Introduction to Printmaking. In the class, I want students to understand the traditional printmaking techniques, relief, intaglio, and lithographic. We will see examples of actual prints. I will have demonstrations, and there will actually be some hands-on creation of prints, both using hand printing and using a printing press. So I hope to make it an enjoyable and informative class with some hands-on work.
Now, how long is your class? Is it just one meeting? Do you have several meetings over several weeks? How does that work?
Yes. We meet 4 Mondays in March, starting Monday, March 9th. We meet at the Round County Arts Center. Classes run roughly an hour and a half or a little more. And they would be 4 consecutive Mondays. So.
Okay. But you have to sign up, and in order to do that, we have to come to the open house.
The open house is probably the most convenient direct way of signing up, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, your class, how many students can you have in it?
Well, we use the room down in the lower level of the art center. I can accommodate 8 people, so it has limited size. That's because we're working with tools and blocks, inks, papers, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
But not all the classes are just 8 people. Some of the classes can have much larger, right, Karen?
Yes, the movies class especially has a cap of 35 because we have 2 rooms, the 2 conference rooms at the library. So they open the doors and we can set up. We set up chairs in the first one closest to the screen, and then the second room has tables and chairs if somebody wants to sit back there and be, you know, at a table or something, mm-hmm. if it's more comfortable for them.
Right.
Back there.
I like to have the table because that's where you put your snacks.
True.
For movie watching, for sure.
Yes. And Russ always brings Snicker bars for the intermission. So
with the and since you brought up the movie class, that's one of your popular ones, the classic movie class. It's not just getting together and watching movies, right? I mean, that's a big part of it.
We get together, we watch movies, and then we Russ usually tells us a little bit about the movie before we watch it. Not so much about the movie, but the actors and what genre it is, and you'll also learn about that at the open house. But he tells us a little bit, and then after the movie, we have a discussion about the movie, about the way it was filmed, when it was filmed, who was in it, whether we liked it or not, whether we want to see more movies like that. It's usually a 35-minute discussion afterwards, mm-hmm. question and answers.
Now, is that your most popular class?
Yes.
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 What are some of the other ones that kind of fill up pretty quickly?
World travel.
Okay.
Fills up pretty quickly.
I can speak to the Great Decisions class that's facilitated by Bob Lindahl that deals with the most critical global issues facing America today, and that's a very popular course. I've been learning a lot about the global arena.
Mm-hmm. Which is very divisive right now. Do you talk about current political issues?
It's all very current.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the maximum enrollment is 25, so there's a good number of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Very informative and interesting. And that's a shared interest group.
Okay.
Which requires no course fee. But at the same time, we use a text that's contemporary. It was within the last 6 months of current events globally.
Okay. So come in knowing, you know, this is the specific thing that we're going to talk about, or you come in talking about current events, like what's on the news in the morning when you turn on Morning Edition?
Well, if it's relevant to the particular subject we're studying, you know, if we're doing the Ukraine, there's a chapter in the book about that. We see a video to begin the instruction, then we read about it and we discuss it. We also discuss it in the light of what we've heard in terms of current events on the radio, as well as in the news media, mm-hmm. Or TV.
Right. Of course, it has been nonstop on the televisions that we have in our lobby here. So I can imagine that's with specific things like that, you're kind of very saturated with the information.
Yeah, it's quite something. And actually, I think last year we talked about international health, you know, with the global pandemic situation right now. It's very, very relevant to that.
Right. A lot of people are talking about the coronavirus right now over mm-hmm. in China and the cases that are coming to the United States. last week had a story on that there was a case in Kentucky, and then this week there was another story saying, no, there's not a case in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So you can get, even the news media, we get it wrong sometimes because the misinformation with the CDC says different things. Mm-hmm. And then I had also heard that it wasn't that wasn't considered that serious, the cases in America. So it's interesting to kind of continue watching that.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah.
Now, one of the other classes that I thought that was interesting probably isn't going to have a specific meeting place, the out and about day trips. You guys are going places, or are you talking about going places?
We are going places. We have one that is Camp Nelson and the first Vineyard day trip. That does have a cost to it. It's $57, and that's to pay for the bus and I believe lunch and a tour. We also have a tour of Frankfort coming up. That's in June. The Camp Nelson trip is in July, and the out and about day trip to Winchester is April 24th. We're going to be going to a bottling facility on that day.
Yes.
He touched on the Great Decisions class, and that is a shared interest group class that goes year-round, along with a few can go year-round. Sometimes they don't go in the summer, the shared interest group classes. But we also have lawn croquet and nonfiction books as year-round classes. Nonfiction books meets at the Coffee Tree Books. We also have Write Your Story with Carolyn Franzini, and that's a very popular class, along with the nonfiction books. I haven't done lawn croquet yet because I don't think I'm that coordinated to do that.
It's also a little cold to be outside in the lawn.
Yeah, that doesn't start until May.
Okay.
It does warm up by May, and I have to say I have played on that new croquet court out there at City Park. It's wonderful. It's been made specially for croquet, and there are a lot of people participating now.
Where is it located?
It's where the old swimming pool was.
Okay.
That has been leveled, and there are two courts there, very large size.
Okay.
So, and the equipment is accessible right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have to bring your own? Or?
No.
Wonderful. That is good news.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about some more of those classes, but first we need to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
The public is invited to see We Believe in Dinosaurs, a documentary film on creationism, Noah's Ark, and science at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. Part of the Meet the Maker film series, discussion follows with the directors. Support provided by the NEA, South Arts, AA, and Mary Page Fund, and the Southern Circuit Tour of Independent Filmmakers. Reception begins at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 18th at the Gateway Regional Arts Center.
Welcome back to Open Mic here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with the folks from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Karen Roberts and Bob Franzini. Thanks again, guys, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Glad
to be
here.
Now, Bob, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Write Your Story class that is offered. Your wife teaches that, Carolyn Franzini, who's a host of A Time for Tales right here at Moorhead State Public Radio. So we're big fans, of course, but tell us a little bit about what she does in that class.
Well, Carolyn always says your story is worth saving and sharing. And so members of her group write and share stories of their lives. That means from childhood, youth, or even adulthood. I've been to several readings where at the end of the class, members at the bookstore read a story from the ones they have written, and it's really wonderful. Mm. Great stories from individual lives.
Now, how often does that class meet?
That meets weekly, beginning Thursdays, March 26th through April 16th. So I believe that's 4 weeks, from 1 to 2:30 at the Coffee Tree Books is where they meet.
Wonderful. Now, Karen, you also have a class that meets at Coffee Tree Books. You're the monitor for the nonfiction books class, correct?
Yes, I am. Nonfiction books meets the second Monday of every month at 2:00 at Coffee Tree Books. We read a book each month and then get together and talk about it. The book that we're getting ready to read, or some may have already started, is Hill Women, about the women of Appalachia. And we've read, this past time, we read 10% Happier. Dan Harrison was a good one that we've read. It's a good class. We usually have anywhere from 4 to 8 people come. We don't have a cap on that class, and there is a maximum enrollment of 25. The next discussion is February the 10th, and that class is ongoing through the whole year. We usually don't get together in July. Other than that, we pretty much go the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting class.
Yeah, and everybody gets together and discusses the book. But you guys also have some new classes that are happening, brand new, that you've never been able to offer before, correct?
Yes, we have one of our new classes is Spanish for Beginners, and that's Vicente Cano, and he will be teaching an introduction to Spanish for anyone that wants to begin to learn Spanish. That's a new one. And that class is Monday, March 9th through April the 6th at First Baptist Church. And of course, you can, when you come to the open house, you can speak with him and he will tell you a lot more about that class. And we have another one that is economic development, and it's the App Harvest. They will be giving a presentation. This is a one-time class. It's Tuesday, March 17th at 10 a.m., and they will be giving a presentation about the greenhouse operation that's currently under construction, and that's just north of MMRC Industrial Park on 801.
I know that they had anticipated that they were going to be open later this year. I've seen a lot of construction happening out there, so I'll be interested. Do you know if the class is going to be focused on what they're going to do going forward, or is it going to be focused on how they came to our region?
I think a little bit of both. They're definitely going to talk about the greenhouse and that it's utilizing Dutch greenhouse technology. They're going to be talking about what they're going to be doing, probably a little bit about who they are and what they've been doing as an organization.
Mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot of activity and a lot of people are really interested in finding out what exactly is going on.
That class will be at ADOC room, and that's on Morehead State campus in room 329. And there is a maximum enrollment of 30 because of the room it's going to be in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys, obviously, you have tons of classes that are offered every year, and I don't want to get into all of them, but there might be some that are coming back this semester that have been gone for a little while, or anything particular that you think would be a big draw for our listeners that would be really interested in for them to come to the open house to make sure that they get signed up.
Our Traveling Around the World class has been going on. This time we're going to the Caribbean, all the way to New Orleans and the Mardi Gras. So that should be very interesting this term, with Sarah Cano doing that class, as she always does. She's the facilitator for that class. But Leanne, I would like to mention one thing that may draw more people to the open house, to be able to talk to some of the people that are doing the social events. We have a very interesting social event coming up April 17th, and the time and location are to be announced, but it's line dancing. So that should be a very fun class. And
now, do you guys do a lot of, when you say social events, that's not necessarily just a dance class.
We have a golf outing coming up this for a social event, and we have a tea, an English tea, that we don't have a specific date for that one yet. We will have the date and location and everything at the open house. So that's another reason to come chat with everybody.
Yeah, if you don't come, you're going to miss out on exactly what is going to be happening. And I just want to go over those times one more time. You guys are having that open house Tuesday, February 11th from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Moorhead United Methodist Church. And at that, registration is open for all the different classes, and that's the first time anyone gets the opportunity to register. And there are classes that do fill up pretty quickly.
The art class fills up pretty quickly. The travel class fills up. Great decisions.
Yeah, great decisions is pretty full. So
yeah, and that class has had the same members since it started, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Do you have any new members? Did you have any new members?
We had one or two, but I think there's still a little bit of room there. So it's a good opportunity to really learn about global issues, in relation to America.
And it's just important at this point, specifically for people who are over 50, to have these opportunities to get out, to meet people who are of the same age, who may also be retired, who are, just looking to meet friends in the region. Because sometimes it can be difficult at any age to make new friends. But there's other things about going to these classes that are really important.
I want to make sure that everyone knows that these classes aren't just for people in Rowan County. They're for Rowan County, Bath, Menifee, McGoffin, Fleming, and I'm sure I'm missing at least
Elliott
County also. And there will be catalogs at the extension centers in all of these counties this time, so that folks can go to their extension center and pick up a catalog. They should be there starting Monday. They have been mailed to each of the extension centers, so they should be there at least by Monday, so that we can get the word out that everyone is invited to this. It's not just Rowan County. And that's very important, because we want to get everybody involved in the region.
Right. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who are looking for these types of opportunities. We want to just remind everybody that the save the date on Tuesday, February 11th, for the open house for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute classes that are going to be starting really quickly this spring. Make sure you head down to open house and get signed up for those classes, because if you don't register early, you will miss your spot. Lots of different classes are being offered, and you can actually then register. If you miss the registration at the open house, you can go online or by mail. Registration opens on Wednesday, February the 12th. That afternoon, those are open as well. The course catalog is available online, uky.edu/OLLI. And that's all the time that we have here on Open Mic. Karen Roberts, Bob Franzini, thank you guys so much for being here. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Looks. Produced by Moorhead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.